Hey, welcome to this episode of Soul Growth. How are you? You know what? It's been a minute since I last recorded an episode. I know. So here we are, it's September, and I've got lots to share with you. So I haven't recorded an episode in a while, not because I haven't been thinking about it, but because honestly, I struggle to, because I don't do well with feeling like I have to do something. Podcast started out as a passion project, but there were times when it really felt like a chore with having to, or feeling like I had to show up and do the whole weekly thing. So I know that's how I plan to start the show. But yeah, it just didn't work for me and how I'm wired. And I thought that after my hiatus last year that I'd actually gotten over it, you know, had a break, had a pause, had a breather, come back and I'm going to be good. But I saw there was still something that had to shift. And I now see that it's because I was being able to follow my truth and own the fact that, yeah, I know I said that there was going to be a weekly thing like every single week. But actually, yeah, no, that's not really for me. And that makes sense because it's been 2 years since I launched, you know. I've grown and I've changed a lot. So that it's natural that my podcast is going to want to do the same. And of course, it makes even more sense. Like, the show is literally called Soul Growth, right? I mean, duh. So I am growing. Having this podcast has helped me to grow a lot. And yeah, it's just been a whole journey. So accepting that showing up every single week just wasn't going to work for me. It just felt so expansive and freeing. And actually, I realized that I love my show. I love you. And I've got so much to share. But we just have to accept that doesn't mean I'm always going to be showing up weekly. And you know what? If you need that kind of schedule, if you need someone that's going to show up with an episode for you every single week without a shadow of a doubt, then I'm not the one for you. And that's okay. If things go to plan, like this week, I have got my arse in gear and I'm recording multiple episodes at once and I'll be scheduling them out, we're good. You'll get an episode every week. But I'm not going to promise you that it will always be like that. So one of the reasons that I've struggled is because I've been trying to be something I'm not. And when I wasn't able to show up because there was nothing coming out of me, even though there's so much inside of me, like, it was challenging. And then you kind of get, or not, I kind of get. And then it's all the crappy thoughts, like, you should be doing this. I think I shared this, like, when I came back last year, and like all the negative thoughts that come up. And actually, like I say, I'm growing. It's all soul growth. And also, I'm moving into a new way of doing and being. And with that, and with me owning that, I know that I consciously, I unconsciously, like whatever, I give permission to you to do the same. I give permission to other people around me to do the same. And I don't say that in the way like you need my permission. I say that in a way of like, when we see other people doing things and being so free with things, it is almost like, or not, it's almost like it does give us permission to own our truth more and be more of ourselves. And that's what this journey of soul growth is about. That's what I wanted from and for this podcast, for me and for you, right? I've also been leaning a lot into learning about my human design. So if you've never heard of human design, you have now. And if you don't know what human design type is, like, 100% go do that. Go Google human design and find your human design type. When I learned what my human design was, it was like a breath of fresh air. And every time that I dip back into human design and I'm reminded of something about my design and how I'm coded to be and show up in the world, it's like a permission slip. It's so freeing because I'm like, oh yeah. So with my human design types, I'm a generator. I am designed, I'm literally coded to do stuff when it feels good. So it's not me being lazy. It's not me having problems around being consistent or I'm just not into my work that much, or any other kind of bullshit thing that is put out there. Actually, it's just that I'm designed to do the things when I'm feeling lit up, like literally lit up from my solar plexus. That's my emotional center. That's where my life force energy comes from. When I'm inspired to take action from that place and that space, that's when I feel really good and you get the best of me. Me trying to show up and do the things like put a podcast episode out on a week when I'm just not feeling it. Yeah, I can do it, but it feels forced for me. And you're going to feel that energy too. You may not interpret it as, oh, she really didn't want to be here, because that's not how it works. You're just going to feel like, oh, something a bit off. You know, that is energy. Like, energy doesn't lie. So going into my human design has, you know, given me that permission. It's helped me in my soul growth journey. It's helped in part of my healing and owning who I am. And I absolutely love it. I highly encourage you to go and find out your human design. So another quick story on human design. When I delved back into it last year or the year before, I also did Jaden's chart as well. So Jaden must have been like 13, 14 at the time. And, you know, so teenager stage, and you think, oh, he's just a lazy teenager, right? That's a belief that's out in society. Teenagers are lazy. When I ran his chart and I read it, I literally went and apologized to him. And I said, I'm so sorry for labeling you as lazy, calling you lazy, because I understand that you're literally not coded, you're not wired, you're not blueprinted the same as me. I'm a generator. I'm full of this energy. When I'm doing stuff that feels good, that lights me up, that's inspired, I can go and go and go. Like Steve Rogers, Captain America, like, I could do this all day. Whereas Jaden, he's a projector human design type, and he's designed to do things really effectively and in short bursts. So he'll do a thing and then he'll do that for a period of time and then he'll go and chill. Can you see how that could be interpreted as lazy? But it's literally not. He's not wired to do things that way. So with that understanding, there's a lot more space and a lot more grace, and it's just really freeing. And yeah, go and check out your human design, because it'll change your life. So what's been going on behind the scenes? You know I haven't been on my podcast. I'd love to tell you it's because I've been on a desert island for basically the whole year, like just catching fish, lighting fires, and whatever else people do on desert island. I don't know. But no, it's not. So you'll remember in the last episode that I recorded, I shared with you that I joined a membership, and it's for female entrepreneurs and business owners. And it's been amazing. And yeah, it's as I knew it would be. I knew that's why I was guided there. And the story about that is, so one of the things that I'm planning for 2023 is to launch a membership. That's one of my big goals. And I started out in January and I went onto YouTube and I don't even know what I Googled, something about memberships. And a guy called Stu McLaren, who's like in the business space, like he's like the godfather of memberships. And one of the videos further down was with a lady called Carrie Green. And I was like, oh, I remember Carrie Green. I looked at her membership last year. It wasn't the right time for me. I felt like I wanted to be there, but the membership was a lot higher investment at the time. And I was like, bank account says no. And I left it at that. And then in January, I was on YouTube. I saw her video. I watched her video. And then she was like, go and check out my blog. Da, 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 da. And I checked out her blog. And then there was a 2-week free trial on this membership that I'd wanted to join the year before, but I didn't. So I was like, okay, me back in the days would have been all over that. Like, yep, free trial, 100%. I'll get all of it, get all I can out of it. And then I'll just bounce. Like, not that person anymore, you know? That is a whole lot of growth and healing and all of the things, because that's the kind of attitude and behavior that I witnessed growing up, you know? Get what you can for free. What's that stupid old saying? I don't know, something around, you know, why pay other people to do something you can do for yourself kind of thing. So all of that kind of thinking and mentality that I've been working to pull out of me. So I was like, if I'm going to do this 2-week trial, I want to make sure that if I want to stay in it, I'm staying in it, regardless of the cost. Like, I'm going to do it. And not only am I weren't going to do it, I'm also going to do the work in it. So that's what we did. And fast forward, it's now September. I've been in there 7 months. It's been amazing. And I love the way that I was led to this membership. And I also recognize that had I joined it last year, had I, you know, made it work as I could have done, I wouldn't have been ready energetically, mentally for it. Like, there was things that I had to let go of over the end of last year that got me ready for this time. And it's just such a beautiful, powerful reminder of divine timing, right? So I was building my website. It took me about 3 months to build my website. And it's not just a website. What I love about it is it's your website. It's your sales funnels. It's your email marketing stuff. It's your social media scheduling. It's basically like multiple things that you need to run a business all in one place. So down the rabbit hole I went, and I built my website, and I've prepped and built the foundation for all of the growth that is coming my way, all of the business growth that I'm creating, right? So I've been prepping and building that foundation. So whereas where we tipped over into 2023, I'm thinking, got all these goals, I'm going to go and do all these things, like, great. I actually, behind the scenes, I didn't have the infrastructure and didn't have the foundation to go and build that skyscraper. And as I'm just sharing that with you, I'm thinking, like, that's how it is with any of our manifestations, the things that our soul is calling to us to go and create, right? It's one thing to want the things and to get the things, but you also have to be able to hold it. So when I talk about doing the inner game work, doing the healing, breaking the cycles, creating the inner success is like having the foundations to be able to withstand all of the amazing things that you want, you know, the money, the love, the lifestyle, the relationships, the business, the career, you know, whatever that is for you, being able to hold it all. So that's what I've been doing. I have been prepping and building my foundation. Like I said, that took me about 3 months, but it wasn't just a website. I also created a journal for you, which I am super excited about. And I'm super excited because I did it. Like, I had the inspired idea for it last year. And I was like, oh yeah, that'll be a really cool idea. But it just seems like a lot of work. So I'll park that. And then I was watching one of the trainings from this membership that I've joined earlier this year. I think it was in like February or March. And just something that was said in one of the trainings and the way it was said, it was nothing that I hadn't heard before, but it was the way it was said and the timing, it just landed. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go and do it. So I created a journal, and it's going to help you go from where you are now to where you want to be a whole lot faster, because it's focused around self-love and how you feel about yourself. And all of that is at the center of everything in your life, right? It's literally the core and the foundation. And it's taken me a long time, like years, to realize this. But when you work on your relationship with yourself and healing your relationship with yourself and loving yourself and really being your own best friend, right? Being the most valuable player in your life, being the main character in your life, I promise you, it is a game changer. And it doesn't matter like what place you are at on your journey right now. We could all love ourselves more deeply. And that doesn't mean to say like, this is for you if you don't love yourself right now. Like, you might think, yeah, I love myself. But when you start diving into this journal and real self-love work, and I say real self-love because there's a lot of talk on social media about what self-love is. Like, self-love is about taking a bubble bath or having a nap during the day. And yeah, all of those things are cool and they're part of it and they'll make you feel good. But real self-love is a lot deeper than that. So this journal it's 21 days and it's full of powerful questions, like powerful coaching questions. Imagine me coaching you over 21 days through this journal. It's good. It's good. And also, I created a beautiful forgiveness meditation. So I'm really proud of that. That comes as a bonus with it. And you'll remember from, what was it, like episode 3, where I shared with you about the power of forgiveness and why you need it, why it's so necessary. And I've created that Ho'oponopono technique, that Hawaiian healing technique, into a meditation for you. And that is yours when you purchase the journal. The links for all of this in the show description, so go check it out. One other thing that I want to share with you, one other thing that I've been up to behind the scenes whilst I haven't been here, is I actually created a video series. So again, this was inspired. You know, the universe is always speaking to us. Our soul is always speaking to us. The question is, are we listening, right? So I had this idea one day. I was like, it would be really fun to create a video series. Like, I have some amazing conversations offline, and there's such valuable stuff in there that people need and that they want too. So I thought about it, and then I didn't do anything about it. And then I was having a conversation one day, and the idea came back to me. I remembered it, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Which reminds me, one of my mantras for early on this year was just fuck around and find out. And that was literally it. I was like, you know what? Rather than overthinking this and thinking about how I'm going to record it, when I'm going to record it, blah, 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 I'm just going to fuck around and find out. So that is exactly what we did. So I set up five fun conversations, fun and powerful. And I recorded those, and then I scheduled them, and they launched over August over on YouTube. So I did one with a great friend about human design. So remember, I shared with you at the start of this how I've been diving deeper into my human design recently. So again, if you're new to human design, even if you're not, like, go check that out. It's full of gold. And then we did one about intuition, and one about digital well-being, one about being your ancestors' wildest dreams, and one about money. So they are all available on YouTube. Again, you'll find the link in the description to this episode. So go check those out. Oh, let's talk about August. Oh my goodness. So I felt for a long time that 2023 was going to be like the game changer year for me. But what I thought that meant, what it's actually been, have been two completely different things, right? As such is life, or anything on this journey of soul growth. You think like, oh yeah, I want to create this thing. In my case, it's this business, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and da da da. And then you go out and you think it's going to be straightforward, and it's going to be like boom, boom, boom. But you forget there's like detours, and there's a soul growth. Like me starting this podcast, it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to start a podcast. Well, it was, oh yeah, I'm going to start a podcast. But before that, I was nudged, like I felt something inside of me. And the thought kept coming back to me over and over again, go start a podcast. So I did. And I thought, oh yeah, you know, I'll just press record and I'll speak and I'll do this thing. It's going to be really easy. But there's usually a lot of healing and growth in this work that we do. So this year started, got all these plans, doing all these things. As I got to, again, I think around like February, March, I feel like a lot went on in February and March. I just had this thought. It was like, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to call myself a spiritual life coach. Now, I've shied away from the word spiritual for I don't even know how long. And that's not because I wasn't spiritual. It's just because there's a lot of negative connotations around the word. Like, some people think it's about religion, which that's not what I associate the word with. That's not what my work is. Yes, I use the word God, but for me, God is the same. For me, everything leads back to the same place, and it's just got a different name on it. Some people call it the universe. Some people call it God. Some people say Allah. Some people say Krishna. Like, for me, it's the same thing said a different way, right? So that's what I mean by spiritual. But it, like I was saying, it's got a lot of negative connotations around it. A lot of people think that you have to act and be a certain way. Like, one of the things is because you're spiritual, it means that you should be holier than thou and you shouldn't swear or be rude to people. I struggled with those things for a long time. So that's why I avoided the word. So I was calling myself a transformational life and soul coach. And then earlier this year, I was like, that makes sense to me, but it doesn't make sense to anyone else. Like, I'm here my work is to help people. Nobody's going to be looking for a transformational life and soul coach. They might look for a life coach, it's much more likely. And, you know, they may look for a spiritual life coach. So it makes more sense that I call myself that. So I did. And I thought that was just it. Little did I know that meant me owning a part of me in a way that I haven't before, which then opens up the ways for all of the other things connected to that to come to you. So fast forward to, I don't know, I think it was the end of June, I had my first ever soul retrieval healing. Now, I've known about soul retrievals for years, but even for me, as much as my out there conversations that I have with some of my friends, like offline, I was like, yeah, that stuff's way too weird for me. But something changed this year. And I was like, let's just fuck around and find out, like, what's the worst that can happen kind of thing. And also it was because partly, honestly, it was also partly about wanting to experience that so I can share with you what a soul retriever is. And I'm not getting into it in this episode. I will either put that in a blog, I'll let you know, or I'll do a separate episode about it. But I wanted to try it so that I could share my experience, so that I could share it with you and say, you know, this could be an option for you if it was something that worked for me. And it was. I was laughing to myself when I was laying there going for it, because I was like, yeah, there's no way I would have done this last year. But it was powerful and it was needed. And then not long after that, I started to notice themes of heart healing and things around heart healing. So there was literally a training that I went into, again, a universal accident. I read about it and it felt right for me to be there. It felt like where I needed to be. And she was talking about this heart stuff. And then cacao is something that, again, I've known about for years. I've looked into it before. I have never bought it. I've never drank it. And I ended up ordering cacao and drinking that. And the reason that that's relevant to the heart piece is because cacao is said to open up your heart. And I remembered that I have this book that I bought, and I bought the book because it spoke about removing heart walls. So our heart is a very part of us, but through our hurts and our pains in life, we build a wall around it, and that blocks us off from receiving the things that we want into our life. So I saw how I needed to do some healing work specifically around that, and all of this outside evidence was also showing that. So following the golden thread of life, and then beginning of August, met with a lady who is in the same membership as me. One day she put out a post. She was like, hey, I recently went into London, had drinks with these other members. Who would like to join us next time we meet up for drinks? So long story short, again, she put it out one day and I said yes. It ended up just being the two of us. And we had the most beautiful, powerful conversation, like hours. I was just like, wow. And I was sharing stuff with her and she was reflecting back to me. She's like, you do know you're psychic, right? I was telling her about these dreams that I've had and how these dreams have come true, and how a couple of weeks before I'd dreamt of somebody in my life and I saw them in a specific setting. And then the next day they shared on their WhatsApp status, they showed a photo of themselves in the exact way that I dreamt of them the night before. And I was like, psychic. Again, it's one of those words that you kind of shy away from, right? In retrospect, I've known that I have some, you know, I have that kind of way about me for a long time, but I don't know, it's scary, it's weird, or it was weird. I'm kind of at a stage, I'm just like, yeah, it is what it is. This is me, right? So her reflecting it back to me, and then she told me about this coach that she started working with, and I went and Googled him when I got home, because also with him, I was like, oh yeah, I've seen his adverts on YouTube's loads, but I ignore them because I see stuff like that and about businessy stuff all the time. And a lot of them, they're just cat. But with her sharing about her experience with it, it was a bit more validation. And so I went home, I Googled him and I ordered his book. And that was amazing. Just all of these things and so many signs and synchronicities around that time. And like I shared earlier, like literally the universe is always speaking to us. So I was on this high of like, yeah, I can see how it's coming together, how it's all been leading up to this point, like da 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 da. I'm spiritual, I'm psychic, I've always known I'm intuitive, and now I can really own that stuff, and da 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 da. And then things got weird and intense mentally and emotionally. And I spoke to a few people and they were all feeling similar. I spoke to my cousin and she said she'd been feeling weird. And then I spoke to a friend, she said she'd been questioning everything. And then one of my friends got a massive kick up the arse and it was just a whole thing. So at the end of August, I shared on my Facebook like how I'd been feeling over the past couple of weeks. And I'd shared that I felt thoughts and feelings that I haven't felt in so many years. Like literally, I was like, what the hell is going on? I feel like I've gone backwards. So I wrote this post and I shared it on Facebook. And I just got more confirmations that I wasn't alone. Like, this stuff is very, very real. And one person commented and they said, I had very, very intense feelings this past month. Lots of tears, anxieties I haven't felt in a long time. And I was like, oh my God, literally, that is how I've been feeling. And she said, I also released a friendship that had fallen away and I realized that I was much stronger because of it. And that's something that I shared about in the last podcast episode I did, right? Who you surround yourself with matters. And I was like, oh my goodness. And then I pulled back from it and I looked at the bigger picture of August and I was like, of course, there was a full moon at the start and there was a full moon at the end, but they weren't just full moons. They were like super full moons. And there was this powerful time called the Lionsgate portal, which is the 8th of August. And there was all these planets in retrograde. Full disclosure, I don't fully understand all of this stuff. Like my experience with it all has been over years and years of going through the experiences experientially and noticing and reflecting how I'm feeling around certain times and the messages that are coming through me through my intuition and looking at the signs around me and the synchronicities. Like when you look at it all, it's like, yeah, this all makes sense. Everybody was feeling it during this time. And it doesn't matter whether you believe yourself to be spiritual or not, or spiritual-ish. The reason that I share all of this with you is to reflect and notice how you're feeling around certain times. Like the planets will be in retrograde and stuff like that's astrology. It's science. It's literally a thing. We're like 80% water. Like this stuff literally does affect us. And even if you don't consider yourself spiritual, spoiler alert, you are actually more spiritual than you think, or you wouldn't be here listening to this, right? And I get that you might not want to own that word. Like I shared with you, I didn't. And I know that also me owning this is part of my next level growth. And also because I'm here to show you that being spiritual doesn't look or mean like what we stereotypically think of, right? It's not about being spiritual or having an amazing luxury life or choosing between being spiritual and being really fucking rich. Like you get to be both. And this is much of my message and more of what I want to bring through. So, of course, I've been called to up-level into that place so I can share all that with you. So, all of that to say, you're likely a lot more spiritual than you think. And perhaps you've been avoiding the word because, like me, there's negative connotations, maybe because of your friends or your family or your partner or whoever is going to think, or you think they're going to think things of you. So, all of that to say, you're likely more spiritual than you think, and you get to embrace and own that part of you. And with that, you get to live your best life. Like that's literally what your soul wants you to do. Live your best life. And that's another reason why you're in my world. Like, stick with me. I've got you. We are going to places that we've never been before. And I'm excited. And I'm excited to really be taking all of this into a deeper level in my membership. Plus, going to be around other people who are about this life too, right? When I was sharing in the Who You Surround Yourself With Matters episode, that's one of the things that can keep us stuck is having naysayers around us, people that look at us sideways. And sometimes they don't even give you a look or say anything, but you can just feel it, right? You can just feel like, yeah, something's not right. Like your mouth's saying one thing, but your energy, the vibe you're giving to me, that's another thing. And you know what? We're done with that. No more shrinking yourself to make others feel comfortable around you. Like, fuck it. No more settling to fit in. You know, the universe isn't playing, so we don't be playing either. 2023 is the year of spiritual expansion, and it's just going to continue. Like, there is no escaping it. Over the years, I would think, I wish that I could just climb off this. Like, I'm done with all this soul growth. I'm done with all these dark nights of the soul. I'm done. Just leave me alone. You feel like that sometimes, but actually, in reality, it's like stretch an elastic band, once you've stretched out that far, there ain't no coming back. Once you know certain things, you can't unknow those things again. So there's literally no escaping it. You just got to embrace it, figure out how to navigate it, and just accept it. And I promise you that when you do, life gets a whole lot easier. And all of those things that you want to bring into your life, like all of those desires that you have inside of you, they show up a lot faster and more effortlessly, like without so much struggle. So over the next few episodes, I'm going to be digging deeper into some more of what this kind of like spiritual up-leveling looks like and how it shows up in your life. So if you're not already, subscribe to the show and you're going to be the first to know when those episodes drop, and you can thank me later. And if you're thinking like, Jade, you said earlier that you might not always be showing up. Well, it's all good, because even though that is true, I am in my zone right now, which means that I'm in creation mode. I'm recording lots of episodes during this time, which is the plan. And then I'm going to use the power of technology to schedule them all for you. So we're good for a while. If I drop off after that, then you know what's up, and just trust that I will be back. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And perhaps this episode is the kind of permission slip that you need to let go of something that doesn't feel quite right for you, or to restart something that you dropped the ball with. I dropped the ball with my podcast. Like, it's okay. You get to pause and pivot and change tack. Like, do what you get to do. And remember that it is all soul growth. It's all part of the journey. And trusting all of that is faith, right? That's where the faith comes in. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being here with me. Hit me up on Instagram at I Am Jade Stoner and let me know what's resonated with you in this episode. Words of affirmation are the last on my list of love languages. And this year I've received some really lovely messages from listeners, and they light me up. You know, podcasting is kind of weird sometimes because it can feel like you're just talking to the ethers. So when you send me a message and tell me things that you love about the show, it's so good to know that it's supporting you and you're getting value. So more of that, please. So I will see you in the next episode. Until then, I'm out. Big love. Mwah.